This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is making the case for more U.S. military aid to both Israel and Ukraine.
It's natural to ask, why does this matter to America?
In a rare Oval Office address, the president said if the U.S. lets either Vladimir Putin or Hamas get away with their tyranny and terror,
would-be aggressors around the world be emboldened to try the same. The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world.
Stopping that is vital to American national security, so the president will ask Congress to send the two nations billions more in aid.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations.
But getting Congress's sign-off won't be easy. With the House in chaos, conservatives against more aid for Ukraine, and bipartisan backing for Israel dropping in recent years. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
China said it is deeply disappointed in the U.S. for blocking U.N. resolution that would have condemned all violence against civilians in the Israeli-Hamas war.
The U.S. vetoed the resolution on Wednesday, saying it was too early to craft an appropriate Security Council response to the crisis. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning commented on the matter at a daily news briefing, calling on the U.N. Security Council to heed the calls of Palestinian people and Arab countries and play its role in promoting a ceasefire. The resolution, sponsored by Brazil, had wide support and would have condemned all violence against civilians, including the heinous terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
An Army private who fled to North Korea before being returned home to the United States earlier in the month has been detained by the U.S. military. Associated Press, on condition of anonymity, says that the officials say that King is facing charges, including desertion. This is VOA News. Ukraine is desperately short of judges and is now kickstarting a nationwide hiring spree to fill more than 2,000 vacancies and vet around as many sitting judges for potential misconduct, reforming the judiciary even while the country is at war as a requirement if it's to join the European Union one day. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Two bodies responsible for hiring and disciplining judges were effectively frozen for years and only recently relaunched under EU pressure. On top of hiring new ones, Ukraine must vet 2,000 or so sitting judges for misconduct. Endemic corruption means few Ukrainians trust the courts. Ludmila Volkova is on the commission tasked with both new hires and integrity checks.
Those who keep their posts, whose competence we confirm, will shape the new era of judicial power in Ukraine.
The judiciary overhaul is part of a broader crackdown on corruption.
The focus at former U.S. President Donald Trump's civil trial in New York is his son, Eric's valuation of property.
Documents and testimony suggest Eric Trump envisioned a lofty value on New York's Trump National Golf Club. The family business wanted to build luxury townhouses there. The claims in the trial are Trump, his company, and executives, including Eric Trump, fraudulently inflated the value of properties on financial statements. An appraiser testified Trump's son had lofty ideas and may have felt the appraisal of the golf club was too low, but said a higher number would not have been credible. The former president and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner denies the allegations and says the documents in question actually underestimate the value of his prime properties. I'm Ed Donahue.
Most Americans see southern neighbor Mexico as having at least a friendly relationship with the United States. Sizable majority also say that Mexico and the U.S. should be responsible for stopping drug trafficking. A new poll from the Pearson Institute for the Study and Resolution of Global Conflicts and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research also finds that U.S. adults are more likely to have an unfavorable view of Mexico's leadership than a favorable one. The poll comes as several Republican presidential candidates say they would use military force against Mexico in response to the trafficking of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.